Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. Wow. This is the 21st of August, 7:05 in the morning. You know, Liam, you know, I get into your knickers about the archives, right?
Sometimes.
Well, sometimes. Which really, I'm really disappointed on you and Christina is. Here it is, the end of August. Y'all have not slowed it down, guys. Do you realize summer's almost over?
I know.
It did.
I swear it was just January. I can't wrap my head around it. I can't keep up.
Well, you know, when I was your age, you want to trade for a week? Just a week.
I'm done.
Then you could see. Then you could see. Oh, this is how I'm going to feel when I'm 75. Hey, it's 7:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. It is the 21st. Do we have a special day here?
Yes, National, in honor of Carl, National Senior Citizens Day.
Oh, that was cruel. That was. Oh. And on payday, you pull that one on me. You'll get paid today. The day goes till midnight. You realize that, right?
I do.
And then you have to catch me. Catch me, I'll pay you. How's that?
Works for me.
Okay. Well.
I got those young legs. I can keep up.
I'm not going to be running, buddy. Okay. You got the weather there? National Senior Citizens Day.
I do have the weather.
Well, have a little respect. Okay.
So we have a high of 81 today. It's important to know that was at midnight and that our day is going to cool off. Should start raining in the next hour, and we'll be sitting around 69, 71 degrees throughout the rest of the day.
Whoa.
Yeah. Tonight, we're going to have a low of 64. Tomorrow, we're going to pick up 286. And then by the end of the week, we're going to be in the low 90s. Okay. But we won't see hundreds.
No. It is the low 90s, like 91 and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business. Treats their customers like friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. It's a veteran-owned business, and it is, like I said, it's locally owned, locally operated. Now, the weather. For people who never voted for Hillary Clinton, and you thought, okay, Hillary's out of our lives. Not so fast. Hurricane Crooked Hillary. She is still impacting on us. All right, so they've got mudslides. They've got rock slides. They have flooding down in Southern California and Arizona. I talked to my daughter in New Mexico. I said, you're going to get that? She goes, no, we're just getting the winds, which is scary because of fires. You know, it picks up the fires. We're getting the best part of Hillary up here. Cloudy skies, so it's cooler, and we are getting some rain. So Hillary, I guess, is a benefit to Northern California. What else? San Francisco has introduced robo-buses. You know, they have robo-taxis there. Now they're introducing robo-buses that, you know, you can put 8 to 10 people on, it looks like, or 10 or 12 people on. I'm still not sure about self-driving vehicles yet because you still hear about problems. The biggest problems you're hearing is that they'll stop, but they'll park themselves in areas where first responders can't get to. That the like they'll block an intersection or they'll block and, you know, they just stop when they're empty. And sometimes if they're trying to get into areas, they've had that happen before. So a lot, they're still working on this thing. Would you ride in a robo bus? Self-driving bus, that's essentially what it is.
I would drive in a self-driving car if all the other cars on the road were self-driving, too.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
I think I would.
They all have safety. You know, they all have these safety things around them.
Yeah.
Like a highway patrolman told me, hey, my next car. Well, he said maybe I was next, but he was in a self-driving car in Las Vegas. He said it was perfect. He said it was just remarkable. But they also have had places on the freeway where a guy was in the back seat of a self-driving car drunk and passed out. And he just take me home.
That's pretty sweet.
But when there's nobody in the front seat and it's driving down the road, and the highway patrolman, the way they stopped him was they got in front of him and just started slowing down. And they blocked him on the side. And the car just slowed down to a stop. Because, you know, Linda's car, you've got this thing, it keeps you back from the car in front of you so many feet. Mm-hmm. And on the longest one, I mean, on step three there, you're coming up and it's got to be 100 yards almost. Yeah. And your car starts slowing down.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So you don't run into the car in front of you. And that's what, it's what's on these cars. That's why they could do it. They just kept slowing down until he stopped. Then they woke him up. And then they arrested him for DUI. Get that one.
That's funny.
Okay. Other things going on. A lot of stuff going on this week. It's going to be a full week here. Here in Reading, we talked about the mudslides and the war. The mudslides, flooding, water rescues, and it's still going on hard down there. In Maui, it's sad. The governor was on one of the shows yesterday, and there's still 1,050 people missing. And they've already done 75-80% of the land. Now they're coming into now they're going through homes and businesses. And they're afraid that the fire was so hot.
Yeah.
They're never going to find everybody. Mm. You know, because there's just not enough left there. But they've got something like 41 dog teams out, hundreds and hundreds of rescue teams out there. And the worst case is that they're never going to find some of these people. I mean, 1,000 people is a lot, you know, to be missing like that. And I mean, Maui. I mean, that's a significant part of the population there.
Oh yeah.
And then what about tourists? I mean, I'm sure there were tourists caught out there someplace. Unfortunately, our heart goes out to them. What else is happening this week? Oh, I think Wednesday we've got a debate between the GOP. And Trump's not going to be there. And Trump hasn't signed a piece of paper that the rest of them have signed that said, I will support the candidate that the Republican Party puts up for president.
Yeah.
He hasn't signed that yet.
Really?
Yeah. Well, this is such a mess. We've got Joe Biden being tried. They're trying to tie him into money that his son made by using his name when he was vice president, so he can be impeached. I mean, so literally next year, when we're going in for the election, you could have the GOP candidate under indictment with trials waiting him sometime in 2024. And you can have the president of the United States being impeached. Now, will he be impeached? He'll be impeached. They'll probably do that. But will he be kicked out of office? That's real hard. That bar is high. That's 2/3. And it would have to be so blatant. It would have to be proved without a shadow of a doubt that he was taking money from using his influence for his son. He's blind to his son. I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah.
at least as publicly, he's mm-hmm. blind to his son and everything his son has done. Because, I mean, it's just every day it's something else. So we could have an impeached president and somebody with five indictments by that time, because Arizona's looking at it too. It's sad. It's sad. Okay, let's take a break. We've got, gosh, a number of things. Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. The first, we've got a number of events going on in this portion of the show, brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a locally owned local board of directors. It's truly a community bank. It's been in business 16 years. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Four branches. They have been involved with many local charities. And, of course, they are here helping to rebuild all of all those new things that are happening down here in downtown Reading. Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for participants to join us for our first annual Beans and Brew Chili Cook-Off. This event will take place in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on the Chili Cook-Off, contact Group Sales at 530-339-7412 or email events at windriver.com. Participants must register before Saturday, September 30th to be eligible to participate in the Chili Cook-Off. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you. from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bach. Today, the 21st of August, 7:20. I've got 76 degrees out there. Is that right? It's not going to get much warmer than this today because of the clouds. And we're talking about raining here later on today. So we'll see about that. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Worston, Craftmaster Windshield Repairs. Nobody's better at fixing windshields than Jeff Worston. He has been doing this for a couple of decades. He doesn't take chances with your safety. You come in there with a chip in your windshield, and he's going to fix it. He can fix chips. He can fix cracks over 2 feet in length. Cars, trucks, SUVs, RVs. We're coming in with the huge windshields. He can fix those. Don't fool around with your safety. If for a free inspection and analysis, take your car or truck or RV down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call, 530-241-8373, for an appointment today. You know, sometimes you wonder about things, how they happen. And I went to the Friends of the NRA dinner. I've never been to one before, but we got tickets for it, and it was a full house. And it was just a very, you know, eclectic group of people there, all ages. And the NRA stood up, one of the directors from this area stood up and said, "Have all the veterans please rise." I tell you what, before I tell that story, Anne-Marie's on the phone. I did not hear it ring. Did she just call?
She's been on the line for a sec.
Okay. Anne-Marie, I'm sorry I was cutting into your time. Go for it.
No problem. Well, good morning and happy National Senior Citizens Day.
Yeah. You know, do you know anybody?
I know a few, yes.
Well, what's a senior citizen? That's my question. is it over the age of 60?
It really depends on what website or what service you're looking at. It could be even 50 and older. It could be 55 and older. It could be 60,
yeah,
65.
Yeah, because you start getting things from the what is that, ARP or something like that? I think
AARP?
Yeah, when you're like 55.
Oh, okay. Well,
anyway.
I'm not quite there yet, but I will be someday.
Someday. Okay. All right. So what's going on this week?
Well, in honor of National Senior Citizens Day, we start our weekly calendar off with some information about the Redding Senior Center, which is the home of senior citizens of Shasta County. And you can find all sorts of daily activity from billiards, pool, fitness classes, crafting, yoga, bingo, table tennis, ballroom and country dance classes, line dancing, and much more. The Redding Senior Center is located at 2290 Benton Drive. For more information, visit reddingseniorcenter.org or call 530-246-3042. Don't let summer end without checking out the River Splash Pad located inside Anderson River Park, 2800 Rupert Road in Anderson. There is no admission fee to enter. The splash pad is open daily, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. through Labor Day. After Labor Day, it will still be open Fridays through Sundays for the month of September. Looking for a fun weekend event for the family? Check out Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding for many different events and exhibits. For example, the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, taking place Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, now through September 3rd. It's fun for the whole family, as well as educational. Learn about owls, porcupines, raccoons, badgers, and so much more. Admission is free for members and included in paid park admission. This is just one of the many fun things to do at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Redding. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Now, this coming weekend, there will be a free waste tire collection event for residents of Shasta County. The event times are Saturday, August 26th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Reading Christian School, located at 21945 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro. And Sunday, August 27th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the American Legion Post 746, located at 3297 Chestnut Street in Cottonwood. According to the event flyer on the county website page, you can drop off up to 9 tires for free, but no tires from waste tire generating businesses, please. For more information, visit ShastaCounty.gov. Looking forward to the upcoming holiday season? The Reading City Ballet will be having open auditions for the Nutcracker on Saturday, August 26th at the Old City Hall located at 1313 Market Street in Reading. Auditions start at 10 a.m. and will run various times throughout the day depending on age group. If interested, you are asked to pre-register. For more information on audition time slots and to pre-register, please visit readingcityballet.org. And finally, as a friendly reminder, the Reading Area Bus Authority is offering free rides through September 30th. According to the City of Reading's website, all Reading Area Bus Authority routes and services are fare-free from July 1st to September 30th, 2023. For more information, call their customer service number at 530-241-2877. And that is your sample of events and services happening this week here in Shasta County. This is Anne-Marie for your community calendar.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, the community calendar is brought to you by the Siskiyou Insurance Services. Located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. And you can reach them at 530-244-2345. Okay. Well, let me finish up the story. It was at the Friends of the NRA. They wanted to have veterans recognized and stand up. And this whole big room full of people. There's like eight or nine of us. And he said, we want to give a veteran a trip, a safari to South Africa, and all expenses paid. Except you've got to get over there, but the hunt itself is all paid for. Who wants to go?
I'm coming.
I raised my hand. I was the only one that raised my hand. Now there were guys in there that were, you know, in their 90s and 80s, but there were others that were younger. But I raised my hand because I figured a free trip to South Africa on a safari, a hunting safari. So I won it. Now I've got 5 years to use it. You still got to get over there and back. And then there's other ancillary fees like tips and stuff like that. But all the transfers, every, you know, picking you up at the airport, all that stuff picked up just like that. It was quite a surprise.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it can be. Because I'm thinking about calling my son-in-law and, you know, making contact with these people and see if, you know, if he can't come along on the same trip, and not for free, I understand that, but see if he wants to do that. Yeah, that was a big surprise. Let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It is locally owned, locally operated. It's been there for about 30 years, two sets of owners that I know of. And they are just really good people. They have an outstanding selection of jewelry. The prices are very fair. And they are totally, totally friendly and trustworthy. You know, Linda will take in her jewelry to have, you know, I guess prongs tightened and things cleaned and all that. I mean, you can totally trust these people at Four Winds Jewelry, Rebecca and Henry. So, again, Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Redding.
Supervisor Kevin Cry continues to falsely claim the effort to recall him is funded and supported by far-left liberals and Bay Area money. Nothing could be further from the truth. District 1 citizens want a true fiscal conservative focused on real issues like safety, homelessness, and our roads. Instead, fake conservative Kevin Cry takes away our voting machines and wastes millions of our taxpayer dollars. Sign the recall petition. To find out more, go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked-in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Serves 100 ships a day, lonely sailors half the time away, and talk about their.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bond. Linda's on a sabbatical this week down in Sacramento with her family. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know, Quick and Clean Car Wash, they've been on, not Quick and Clean, but the family has owned that corner on Market and Eureka Way for close to 100 years. This car wash is just a great business. Your cars come out shiny. Car or truck comes out shiny. There's a pleasant person. The people over there working there are pleasant. And there's somebody there at the end when you come out to wipe off your truck or car with a clean, fluffy towel. And it's just, like I said, it's just a great place to get your car washed. Buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and you get 3 free. Only a Quick and Clean. I'm here with Dick Wilkinson and Jess Hoops, and we're talking American Legion. So,
Good morning.
Who wants to be first? Jess, okay, Jess, you be first.
Well.
And you're in post 197, which is my post.
Right. You've been a member there for years, years, and more.
I'll eventually come to a meeting.
I don't.
I like things I can join and I don't have to do anything.
You'll give me a heart attack.
Yeah. Yeah. Someday, you know, when I, you know.
I invited Dick here to come with me this morning since we're both trying to raise membership in both the Korean War Veterans Association and the American Legion. And a lot of the American Legion folks have served in Korea. They just don't know that the Korean War Veterans Association exists and that they're performing a vital function for the community too. We're in the process of trying to do a revitalization and raise memberships for our American Legion here in Reading so that we can again have American Legion baseball and a bunch of other kid programs that we can't fund right now because we don't have the membership. We need the members in the community to step up and join so we have a larger voice with state and federal governments. No membership, no voice. And the way it looks now is that our governor, once again, is trying to reduce the budget for CalVet and for other veterans programs, and we need the membership to say, look, I represent X number of people to the legislature and get it reversed.
What's he trying to do?
Well, he's trying to reduce our budget.
Yeah, but what's his reasoning behind it?
Well, he's got other priorities, of course.
Well, I know the train to nowhere and $17 billion on homelessness, which has doubled.
How about $23.5 billion for health care?
For what?
People that aren't supposed to be here.
Okay. For people in our sanctuary state.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's invited a lot of people from other states to visit California for certain medical procedures.
So he's reducing the budget for the California Department of Veterans Affairs
Department. He's trying.
He's trying. And we've got
and our illustrious president Uncle Joe is doing the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, he's trying to get VA healthcare system mm-hmm. to accept illegal aliens.
Are we talking about ones that have served?
No.
He's
wanting to use the VA healthcare system to provide benefits.
Isn't that interesting? When you've got veterans that can't get in there.
Can't.
I know.
I get calls twice or three times a week asking for help. And they're having a hard time getting through the bureaucracy here in Reading. I don't know how that, and I don't understand any of that, Carl. I really don't. Those people, we pay their salary. Why can't they help our veterans?
The fact that the Veterans Administration has been in trouble for years. And we all know that. To the point where there was investigations because people were literally dying, hide, deny until they die type thing.
Well, I know. It took me I've got leukemia, and it took me almost 7 years to get that adjudicated through the VA as a claim.
Well, this is not – my Monday has started off – bad. You know, I don't know why. I mean, I feel good. I'm just, but when I hear things like this,
I just get wound up.
You need to be. And here's what the American Legion does, my friends. They've got when you put in the American Legion and the other veterans organizations that can be a voice for the veterans in D.C. and in California.
Yeah,
but without members,
there's no voice.
The problem is, like 1% of the people of the United States have served. About 1%. And, of course, World War II is a lot higher, but, so it's easy because people haven't served just to ignore it. Oh, and but there's all this lip service about, oh, support our veterans, honor our veterans.
Yeah.
All this. But it doesn't come out. It doesn't come out in the treatment. Like I've had no problems at the Veterans Clinic here. But I do hear about other people that have had some problems. But I hear from other people in other areas that it's horrendous. And, you know, you make a contract with people that says you're going to put your life on the line. You've been in combat. You've done all these different things.
You wrote the check, but nobody cashed it.
Yeah, it's not an entitlement. It is it is something that you've earned while you're in the service. And if they can't hold to that contract, then they wonder why, because this is headline news in a lot of places, you know, problems with this and that, and they're wondering why they can't get people to enlist. That's one of the reasons. Anyway, how do people join the American? Trust me, my friends, it's easy to join the American Legion.
Well, they can go online and go into the American Legion website and join directly, or they can come to a local meeting here the first Tuesday of every month at the old Veterans Hall, 6:00.
Well, now, do you have to be a veteran to be in the American Legion?
You do.
Okay.
You do not have to be the veteran to be a son of American Legion or in the auxiliary.
And that counts, too.
And that counts. That helps a lot. The Sons of the American Legion is an organization that was started within the American Legion so that the sons of veterans or the grandsons of veterans or the daughters could join and be a productive member of the organization to help out and, you know, do the things that we need to do to help the community. Right now, we're having a hard time raising money because corporate America doesn't want us around. We used to sell tickets for our barbecues and our different organizations here in town, and now we've been cut off from most of the ability to do that from corporate America. They say we're taken away from their profit.
By selling tickets to barbecues? I mean,
yeah,
Redding has all types of things going on.
I'll give you an example, Carl. Project Healing Waters, which you know I'm a member of.
Yes.
Because you are, too.
I'm a member of that, too. I don't go to those meetings either. So, but I'm a member.
So we raffle off a fly rod outfit every year.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
To raise money. And used to be out in front of Sportsman's Warehouse.
Exactly. And now we were told that we can't do that anymore because corporate didn't want us.
Well, it's not just you. It's everybody. But it's another way of cutting off people from being able to sell tickets.
Well, and what we think it is that they see how much money that we're gathering, and it's not a huge amount, but it's something that's taken away from what they figure their store should be getting.
Mm-hmm.
When most of our sales are made on the way out of the store instead of in.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because people go in there with something on their mind to buy something, and they come out and they buy a ticket.
They go in there to buy what they want, and if they've got money, then they come back out and they buy a ticket.
Mm-hmm. Well, not every place has been cut off, though, has it?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't
Walmart,
have...
Walmart, Target, of those places?
I got to tell you, the Target's one of the most unfriendly corporations I've ever met.
Okay. I don't go to Target. There's reasons I don't go to Target.
Well, there is...
I can't remember why, but I don't know.
Well, number one, they don't support veterans.
How about Costco? Have you ever tried going out in front of Costco?
Yeah, it's their liability insurance, they say, is preventing it, so...
Okay.
But anyway,
okay. But to join the American Legion is not difficult.
No,
you can be a member of the family of a veteran. You can be the veteran himself or herself, and you can do it online, or you can come to the meeting the first Tuesday of each month down at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street.
Right. Now, I'm also a member of the Korean War Veterans Association here in town.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the individuals that got to go try and take Pueblo back in 1969. And our president, Tricky Dick Nixon, didn't pull the trigger. We floated off of North Korea for months in 44 below zero weather. And if you've ever been in North Korea area, you know that's the coldest place in it's cold.
It gets colder.
Yeah, it's cold. It's worse than Montana ever was.
Well, now, it's no longer the Korean War veterans. It's just Korea veterans. Right. Now, you don't have to have been in the war.
Right.
To be a member
of
this.
You do not have to be
in. You just have to have served in Korea. Right. And there's, you know, tens of thousands of people that have served in Korea.
Right.
That can join.
And
well, how do they join the Korean veteran, Dick?
How are we doing?
How do they join you guys?
How do they join Korean War Veteran Association?
Well, if you ever served in Korea at any capacity, we'd like to have you come join us. We have a lunch meeting on the third Saturday of every month at the Country Waffle.
Mm-hmm.
And the meeting starts at 12, but you should arrive by 11 o'clock if you wish to have lunch or breakfast there.
Yeah.
Or they can call one of us.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your phone numbers?
Mine is 530-223-2169.
Okay. It's easy for our veterans or families of veterans to join the Legion, and for the Korean veterans, a little bit more difficult. You had to serve in Korea.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I've served in Korea. Not for a week over there for like Ochi Focus Lens and go over there for deployments, but you know, we're never stationed there. We're just there and doing their major exercises.
Yeah, see, one problem that Korean War veterans have is if you're not 90, we're close to it, because in December I'll be 92. That's just in a few months. And we've already lost a few, like this month we lost Jim.
James Gibson.
Jim Gibson, you know,
yeah.
And we've lost a few that used to attend our meetings all the time. And we have members that are board members that would like to have a replacement because they've
been doing this a long time.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Anyway, Jesser, he's agreed to take over the treasure, which is great. The treasure has been there for 15 years, and he would like to have somebody take it off, but we don't have any young blood. There are no young Korean War veterans anymore.
Well, the whole point here is this, is like everywhere else, most of the veterans organizations and a lot of organizations, not just veterans organizations, are aging out because younger people just aren't joining.
Well, you know, the thing I need to encourage them is that if you intend at some point in your life to maybe rely on the Veterans Administration for benefits, health care, maybe compensation for injuries received in Iraq and Afghanistan, you better step up or you're not going to have them.
Okay.
Simple as that, because they're trying to take all of that away, as you well know. They're trying to cut the budgets here and cut the budgets there so they can put the money where they want to put it. And if we don't have the veterans' voice in this, we can't help them. We can't fight for their rights and their benefits if they're not going to willing to step up and help us. And it matters not if they attend.
They just have to be a member.
They just, the membership.
Like me.
Just
like me.
I don't harass you, do I?
No. Nobody harasses me. Linda sometimes. Liam once. Once or twice. Okay. So I guess the bottom line here is, my friends, is that if you want to assist in this, but you don't want to play a daily portion of it, that joining is a way of helping. Just as simple as that.
We just need the numbers, Carl.
Right. And we'll finish with Dick.
Yeah, I'd like to give my phone number, too, if anybody would like to join the Korean War Veterans Association. It's called the Korean Veterans Association now. It's local 530-246-9131. Or just Google Richard Wilkinson, and you'll get a lot of information. Because my wife and I have a property that a lot of people have seen. It's a big red barn off of South Bonneview.
Where you put 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000 lights on at Christmas. Okay.
A lot of people don't know us, but they know our home. They're my wife. Yeah. Francis, I've been decorating for years. But could I have time to make one more announcement?
Sure.
Anyway, we're so far over now. I was helping the Reading Grange with a fundraiser, and I was selling tickets on a rifle and scope combination. Well, we attended the spaghetti dinner Sunday, and they drew the ticket, and it was a gal who bought my very first ticket. I sold 50 of the 300, and the very first gal who bought the very first one won the gun.
We'll see.
And she heard it. She heard me on the radio talking that I had these tickets. She called me up right away. Save 5 tickets for me. And she came over and bought my house.
Now she has a new rifle and scope.
She won. She won it.
Okay. We got to run, guys.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You got to look at the future here. You know, at one point, Congress was made up, you know, the Senate and the House was made up of veterans, and that's not the case anymore. So they don't have that
frame of reference.
Yeah, they don't have that, and that's such a shame. Okay, thank you very much for being with us, and good luck.
Thanks, Carl.
We'll be right back.
The ultimate 80s experience party at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, September 9th. Enjoy live entertainment from 80s days and DJ Jake Easy. Dress up, bust a move, and enter the costume and air guitar contest. To win cash prizes. Tickets start at $25 plus fees. VIP booth $600 plus fees. Must be 21. For tickets or complete details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
We've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years.
We have never actively volunteered in a political campaign.
The incredible waste of our taxpayer dollars compelled us to act.
Our county is in crisis, but District 1 Supervisor Kevin Cry is at the heart of the problems we face.
District 1 residents are coming together from all political parties.
Sign the recall petition.
It takes all of us to restore county government.
Help stop reckless spending. Recall Kevin Cry.
Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, with all the insurance things going down. You need somebody that understands insurance, and that's Judy Maxwell. She's been helping people since 1993. If you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance or even how to get insurance or perhaps your retirement plans, your 401ks, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. I'm real happy. Okay. Let's do fires. Is there anything happy today so far that I've talked about?
It's raining.
It is raining right now, and I just saw Susan Wilson walk in, so 8 o'clock, I've got a guess for that. Okay, let me see here. The fires. Where was I? Okay. We, as you know, there's a number of fires burning up here in Northern California. Thank goodness for the weather we're getting right now. The Smith River Complex yesterday was over 25,000 acres burnt as new evacuation orders are going. The deep fire crews are fighting to take, you know, for structure protection while they're trying to contain the fire. The Perch Fire, which is up in Humboldt and Siskiyou counties, is having evacuations going there. That's the made up Six Rivers National Forest Lightning Complex. 10 separate wildfires going there. The largest of the fires are the largest fires, Lone Pine Fire and the Perch Fire. And they burnt over 1,500 acres and no containment on that. That was from, I think, yesterday. A lot of these are fire or lightning caused. And I remember, I want to say 2007, I went back east for my nephew's wedding. And we came back, and that was the year that we had something like 8,000 lightning strikes. And there was hundreds of fires going as we were driving back up from the airport. As we got closer, it was just all clouds up there from the smoke, because you can see the smoke from the fires. Mm-hmm. And it was just like that. So the good thing is, if there's a good thing about this, is that it is raining and the temperatures are a lot lower, which really helps the crews when they're trying to get these things under control. Okay. There's a early morning fire was down. It's called the Derby Fire in Red Bluff has started. And that was as of this morning, about 7:10 Monday morning, responded to a 3 to 5 acre vegetation fire. Could be threatening at least one structure and the potential to threaten 20 additional homes down there. So they've, I'm sure they're hitting them with everything they've got on that. It's fire season, and we were blessed last year. We kind of weren't hit so hard on that. What other things going on? What'd you do this weekend? We got a minute.
I went for a run.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, how was your thing Friday night? Oh, yeah, I had a show. Yeah, I forgot about my show.
Yeah.
Show went great.
A lot of people?
Okay.
Not as many as usual, huh?
No, but schools just started, and there were a bunch of homecoming dances, so I think that that interfered with our turnout.
Because your audience is, what, 16 to 25?
Yeah.
And, of course, there's no alcohol, no drugs, or any of this. And you're just, all you're doing is offering a place for young people to come in, listen to music, and dance.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you had it at, well, the other thing could be where it was at.
That's true. I know that the location was confusing.
Yeah, because it's on the second floor.
It's on the second floor, and you get in through some like confusing little back door in down an alley.
Yeah,
you know,
down an alley. So that could have been a problem. But once the word spreads, now I don't know. Are you going to be going there again?
I don't know. We haven't talked about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Liam's band, and we got to run here. Liam's band. Bands he puts together has incredible turnout most of the time because it's the only venue for a lot of our young people is there.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Living in a shotgun shack, and you may find yourself...
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Unleashed destructive flooding, rock and mudslides, along with fierce winds.
We have lots of reports of flooding.
That's Todd Hall. He's a meteorologist for the National Weather Service out of Oxnard.
We have 74 reports in the last 18 hours of flooding across LA County.
He says there were tropical force winds in the mountains.
We got a little some damage down into the valleys as well, some trees that came down right around the 2 o'clock hour yesterday.
He says showers should diminish throughout the morning in Southern California. Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
President Biden getting criticism from both the left and the right as he travels to fire-ravaged western Maui today.
Republicans have criticized the president for his initial response to the Maui fires, which destroyed the historic town of Lahaina. It took several days before Mr. Biden fully addressed the tragedy, even though his administration insists it has been involved since day one. Meanwhile, lawmakers and groups on the left are urging the president to declare a national climate change emergency.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the president and the first lady will meet with wildfire survivors, first responders, and local officials as they survey the damage. You could be next. Ukrainian President Zelensky's warning to other countries in that neighborhood as his troops continue battling the Russian invaders. Zelensky visited Copenhagen thanking Danish lawmakers for agreeing to supply his country with American-made F-16 fighter jets. A British nurse has been sentenced to life in prison for murdering 7 babies, trying to kill 6 other infants. Happened while she was working as a neonatal nurse at a hospital in northern England. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 150 points, the Nasdaq trading 82 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
China's communist ruler is struggling to jumpstart the nation's stalled economy.
China's rebound from the recent COVID crisis has been much more sluggish than expected. So interest rates have been reduced again in an attempt to boost the economy. However, the move from China's central bank was much more modest than had been expected, cutting the one-year loan prime rate by 10 basis points, but not altering the five-year rate. After 3 years of strict pandemic lockdowns, the country's powerful economy has been struggling, with deflation, high youth unemployment, local government debt, and only tepid spending from households.
The BBC's Stephen McDonald. Israeli authorities say a suspected Palestinian attacker has killed an Israeli woman and seriously wounded a man in the West Bank. Today's attack, the latest violence in the rest of territory. News and analysis, townhall.com. Do not drink the water. That's the plea to residents of fire-ravaged Maui, those who still have homes and water.
Experts are using strong language to warn people not to filter their own tap water. Maui County says people will not be able to treat their water, quote, in any way to make it safe. Pipes depressurized during the fires may have sucked in hazardous contaminants. The state has told the county now to test for at least 23 different chemicals in the water, with results expected soon. Jason Walker reporting.
The Biden administration has a plan to spend $667 million to make the Internet available to every American home and business, regardless of where they may be. The money to be spent across 22 states as well as the Marshall Islands, an official announcement from the White House expected later today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, by the way, we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, so you want to hear what's going on downtown, then you can just get on your computer or your smartphone, and you can listen to us like that and hop into our chat room. Today is the 21st of August, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Communities, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's here with me.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you rock out? You rock out, though, right?
Oh, I always rock out.
Yeah, if there's one or a thousand.
What was really cool is we were able to partner with Reading Fashion Alliance, and they ended up making us some. They set us up with designers, and then made us like little custom outfits, which was really fun.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like pink and blue.
No, but I went.
You know, when you said it, I could see this like this little Buster Brown collar around your neck and a nice little hat on your head. Oh, well, man, when you say that, my mind immediately goes there.
So, but no,
little Buster Brown. You know,
did you bring a picture?
I can show you a picture.
Did you bring a picture?
Okay,
you
gotta show
a picture. We did a for my outfit. We did like a mime meets cowboy kind of theme. It was fun. So I had like corduroy pants and a jacket and like a striped, like black and white striped t-shirt kind of thing with a collar. And then I found one of those like really like super extra belt buckles, you know, like the really big ones that like no one needs. I got one of those. I had a cowboy hat. I got my boots.
Cool.
It was fun.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So what's the weather look like?
Yeah. So we have a high of 81 today. We already passed that. That was at midnight. If you can't tell, go to your window. It's raining outside right now. We're going to be around 70 degrees throughout the day. Tonight, chance of showers, low 64 and thunderstorms, and we're going to pick up throughout the week with the highest being Thursday at 97. But we're really just going to be in the low 90s. So
great.
Yeah.
Hey, weather reports are always brought to you by a local business out of Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane. It's a veteran-owned business. They've been providing propane to people for decades. And the reason people keep signing up is because of customer service, because they provide outstanding customer service. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. The rain out there is great, and because of the fires I talked about in the last segment, hopefully the rain will help them get their arms around these fires. It's not when the fire hit Maui. Have you ever been to Maui, Susan? My guest is Susan Wilson, by the way, from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
But it's been years
since you've been to Maui. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've been there once. There's other people from here in town, that's where they go to vacation, you know, once or twice a year, go over there. And, they actually know like store owners and people that live there. And we're going to have somebody on next week to talk about a fundraiser they're doing to be able to help out the people of Lahaina and Maui. But over 1,000 people unaccounted for. Hopefully, some of these is just, I haven't seen my uncle, but then again, I haven't seen him in a year or something like that. Hopefully, it'll be a, that they have, aren't lost in the fire, but it's going to take a while. Mm-hmm. So, what are we talking about today?
Well, I was hoping that Eddie McAllister would join me this morning, but Eddie is not a person who likes to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, so this is a little bit of a problem. So I thought we would just talk about politics in Shasta County.
We could do that. So the I'm going to have the pro and anti-recall people on this month. Because it ends up, I think, what is it, September 11th or 14th or something like that, is, I think,
right, the date. The end date.
The end date for this.
I actually had September 8th in my mind, but it's somewhere in there. Yeah.
And I don't know really where they're standing with it. You know, you listen to one side, no, they're not close. You hear the other side, yeah, we have this many left, and then you've got to have so many over. But right. I think they're checking them as they're going along.
Yeah, they are checking them, but we have to remember people do move along as we go along. In 3 months, people that you checked in July might have moved in August.
And some people have changed their minds about it and gone back and had their names taken off that they probably had counted at one time.
So it's my understanding that they have about 5,000 signatures, not all of which are checked. About
how many do they need?
4,000 of them are checked.
How many do they need?
They need 4,171 or some number close to that.
Okay.
Luckily, I read the article. You know,
I didn't see how many that they had. I was told by somebody big in this that they were short 1,000, but that was a couple weeks ago. You're going off here. Your alarm. Let's talk politics.
Yes, let's talk politics in Shasta County.
Well, let's talk about the city too. Let's start with the city because that's a little bit less. We talk about all these people leaving their jobs at Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the city of Redding is having
a retirement party.
Gosh, a retirement party for like four or five of their heavy hitters there.
Mm-hmm.
Niemer's gone,
mm-hmm.
and or will be. The city council is leaving, or the attorney is leaving. Chief Schuler's leaving. I think there's one or two others that are retiring out of this. And Barry Tippin will be
lonesome.
And who knows? Barry may have, Barry's done his time. You may be looking at next year to be leaving. The good thing is, in the police department, if they have any common sense at all, they'll keep it in house.
Well,
and they've got good people that can just step right in. Have been in this department for 20 years, still got three or four years to go.
Right.
Can step up and keep it going at a high rate.
And I think Schuler's done a good job of building the leadership behind him.
Yes.
You know, each of those captains really has been involved in the community because you know me, I like people who are involved in the community.
Oh, yeah, they are.
So each of those captains has been involved in the community in different parts of the community and doing different things. They each have great expertise. They've served in different parts of the police department. I would guess that one of the three of them is certainly in line.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know one of them's not, he's taken his name out of the hat. He's only got 2 years left.
And that one is?
Well, I'm not going to mention
Okay.
Hey, I hear things that I can't talk about.
Occasionally I do too.
Yeah. I don't know because people will tell me things during breaks.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this isn't for public consumption, but they just tell me. And I can't remember sometimes, can I talk about that or not? Can I talk about that? So I just don't say anything about it.
Yeah. But anyway, I think we'll have a good chief come along. And really, Schuler has done some really good things setting up his department. The one thing, and he'll know that I said this because of course I would say this, is one of the things that I was really hoping was that he would set up some kind of citizens advisory board. And we actually worked on that really a lot when he first took the job. And then he realized how difficult the job really was and we let it go. However, I think citizens advisory boards for police departments are not bad things. They don't control in any way the department, but they actually act as almost a sounding board.
I was on the California Highway Patrol of Northern. I was a representative from Northern California on that. And what they did there was there were 12 of us in there from. And what we did was we'd be briefed on everything that was happening in the Highway Patrol. We heard things that when they had this one fiasco down in Southern California, we heard about it before it broke, but they found it. The Highway Patrol found out what was going on. People were padding their hours. They found it first, but it was going to break. But we found out about that. Other things, they did ask us, like the chief of the Highway Patrol would sometimes even empty the room and just be us in there with him, and we just discussed things. We helped him write a pamphlet about the Highway Patrol, you know, for people to so they can learn something about it. So yes, that to me was an effective board. We had nothing to say about, you know, what was happening or policing or anything.
I mean, you wouldn't expect a citizens advisory board to run the police department, but what you do
there's
want
some places,
is for them.
No, there are some places they want the citizens advisory board to run the police.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. But I don't think that's exactly the citizen advisory board responsibility. However, I do think it's a good way of getting information from the police department to sectors of the population that you might not hit otherwise as effectively.
Okay. I'm here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And this portion of the show is brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. They have it all. They have it from small to large. For your own property, I've seen their small dirt movers on front yards by contractors. There's just anything you possibly could want with they'll teach you how to run it. And they are simple. Today's backhoes are extremely simple to use. But they have it. If you need equipment, they have it. That's NorCal Tractor and Equipment. It's down in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. Give them a call, 530-221-6800. We'll be right back.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, Cats and Dogs, on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Supervisor Kevin Cry claims he wants to fix potholes, but instead flushed millions and millions of dollars of taxpayer money down the drain. That kind of money would have filled thousands of potholes. Once Cry is recalled, Shasta County gets to elect a true fiscal conservative. The voters of District 1 and the citizens of Shasta County deserve better. Join the conservatives who stand against Kevin Cry and want fiscal responsibility. District 1, sign the recall. To find out more, go to recallkevincry.org, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner. American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Get ready to hit the dance floor and experience American country music band Sawyer Brown at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, September 14th. Sing along to some of your favorite hits like Some Girls Do, The Race Is On, and Thank God For You. Tickets for this event are just $50 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend this event.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Bob. Linda's on a sabbatical this week to Sacramento with family and all this. This portion of the show is brought to you by the PSA2 Agency on Aging. Now, people hear PSA, they think public service announcement. No. This is totally different. This is the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. They have a home fall prevention program, and the whole mission behind this is to reduce the number of harmful, debilitating falls to seniors and people with disabilities. I know somebody that signed up for that, and they've been responsive to them and everything. Heard it here on the station. They come in and they put rails in and all those things to help.
Bars in your shower.
Stair rails. Mm-hmm. Like when you're walking outside, you've got to walk down 3 or 4 stairs, and they'll put a rail there. All these things. Well, to find out if you qualify and to get help, give them a call at 530-842-1687. I'm here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. We're going to talk about the Martin Luther King Day here. But let's just keep talking about. I sat next to the vice mayor of Anderson Saturday night for several hours. And we read.
Who's the vice mayor in Anderson?
Stan Newt.
Oh, that's right. Newts.
Newts.
Yeah.
I got to know him. He's a retired Army officer. I didn't know that. And he's the vice mayor there. And we talked about how business is conducted down in Anderson and how what's happened up here in Shasta County in our Board of Supervisors meetings, how it's gotten to where it's gotten and how they handle those things. They're much, I think, first of all, they don't get people in there screaming and yelling and all that. Mm-hmm. But if something does happen, the whole board is there. Like if the chairman is like shocked, there's somebody else that's going to reach in there to help. Mm-hmm. Doesn't happen very often at all. Let's talk about the Board of Supervisors. This last incident.
And you're talking about the incident with Nathan Blaze.
Yeah, when he was told he was kicked out. Mm-hmm. And then told he couldn't come back in, but they let him come in, I guess, to listen to Sheriff Johnson's jail plan. This time, it seemed, I haven't seen it, so I'm just going to tell you about what I read in the record search. So it appeared that he was told 3 times, you can't do this. You can't keep yelling from your seat.
Right, and I think that what I read was that he was calling Patrick Jones a lot of bad names. Now,
Do you feel like he's trying to provoke Jones to doing something?
It's possible. I think he's very angry inside about what happened to him, in the first incident we talked about. And we had Nathan here. And we talked to him at some length, and you know me, and one of my things is civil discourse. We have got to quit calling each other names. We have to sit there and try and come to solutions for the problems that we have. Right now, I'm not clear on what problem Nathan is trying to resolve. He did get warned 3 times by Patrick Jones, please stop. The Brown Act allows a person in the audience to do that, to call names, to, well, not to call out names, but to challenge what's going on in the
during the 3 minutes, though.
During their 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not appropriate to call out in the...
To interrupt from the floor, because right. then if everybody did that, then there would be no business.
There would be no business.
And then if there's no business, then because of a lack of decorum, then they have these open meetings so people can hear what's going on.
Right, and that's the whole purpose of public comment, is for you and me to be able to go in and say, this is what I want to do. Or this is what I don't like.
Yeah.
Or
to talk about,
I have
a
plan.
Thing.
I have a plan, you know.
I went into the city and talked about short-term rentals. Hang on just for a second. About short-term rentals. And the city listened. And people came in from both sides. But they changed it to, I think, something that's fair for everybody. But you couldn't have done that if people were yelling from the audience. You can't get your point across. Liam.
Can I throw my two cents?
Yeah, but you've got your name there. That's
I do have my name there. That's why I'm talking. So I'm an adult technically, but like really I'm a kid. You know, like I'm 19.
Your brain is not fully developed.
My brain's not fully
yet,
developed.
Liam.
No,
just reminding you about that.
What I'm interjecting is that it's really, really sad, as basically still being a kid, growing up and having the adults in my life teaching me to be respectful and kind and like see people as human, you know, and then see the adults in my life and the people in charge of the political, local, whatever, act like...
Behave
as like 9-year-olds. And it's really sad. And like, I'm disappointed and I'm not. I'm talking about like both sides.
I know.
I am,
we are too.
No, I as a 19-year-old am disgusted.
So
that's my two cents.
You know, Liam, actually, you bring up something that's of interest to me, and that is in the paper today there was an article about young people challenging the system and saying they should be able to vote at a younger age than age 18.
I would agree with that.
You would agree with that.
I should not be taxed on the job that I'm working at 16 if I can't vote.
Okay.
Taxation without representation is wrong. That's the only reason why I think that you should be able to vote at a younger age.
So,
it's theft. It is theft.
that was an interesting little.
Well, the thing about this is this: they don't allow you to smoke a cigarette. They don't allow you to buy a gun, even if you've been, you know, in the military. You know, they don't allow all these things. When you're 16, you can't even drive with other kids your age in the car.
Correct.
Well, there's reasons for this.
To do with brain development.
It does have to do with brain development.
But there's people like Liam. I'll just say Liam is very mature for his age. But there's others of his friends that aren't.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And do you want to have them voting for your future?
Look who's making decisions in our local politics.
Well,
and that should be your answer. I really mean that.
Well, what about what about the city?
What about it?
Well, they don't have the problems that the board of supervisors do.
That's true.
So it comes down to that. To me, you laugh about it. I blame COVID. I blame what the government did with COVID.
For part of this
20,
behavior?
Oh, for most of this behavior. Because we didn't have this before COVID.
Well, and we did, but it was a little different.
It was minor compared to what it is here. And in 2020, when they started coming down hard on everybody and closing businesses, closing a barbershop while a pot shop was open across the way because that was considered essential. I mean, come on. That, you know, things like that, taking kids, and Liam has talked about this, what it did to his year in school, a year and a half in school. I mean, it was horrible. And people just got angry. They got angry of being told what to do. You know, you're saying taxation or taxation without representation. However, look at where we are up here. 68% of the people up here are conservative.
Right.
You know, and yet... we have no say.
Voted for Trump.
Well, it's not even that. I mean, you can be anyway, whatever. Voted Republican, let's say. But we don't have a say about what happens in the state. Nothing. We have no say. I mean, when they make decisions about if you have a recall election, you can't pick that person. The governor's going to pick that.
Yeah, brand new law.
It doesn't
make
any difference. It's still a law. It could be 100 years old. It could be right now. If you disagree with the curriculum in your district and you stand up about it, the governor comes down and threatens to cut off all your money because you disagree with something that does not fit into your society. People are just angry.
People are angry. I'll go with the people are angry thing. Liam, would you agree with that? People are angry.
I don't think anyone is looking at politics and the political spectrum nationally or locally and saying, like, yes, I am happy with this, and this is exactly how the world should be. I don't think anyone's happy.
But there's been in times in our history, in our past, people are generally happy about what's going on.
Right. So let's think about that a little bit.
After the break.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Just won two awards for their emergency care and for heart conditions coming into the emergency room. Chest Pain Center certified, won an award. One of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Institute. They're a teaching hospital. They've got 13 new residents there that are going through all the different stages. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Supervisor Kevin Cry claims he wants to fix potholes, but instead flushed millions and millions of dollars of taxpayer money down the drain. That kind of money would have filled thousands of potholes. Once Cry is recalled, Shasta County gets to elect a true fiscal conservative. The voters of District 1 and the citizens of Shasta County deserve better. Join the conservatives who stand against Kevin Cry and want fiscal responsibility. District 1, sign the recall. To find out more, go to recallkevincry.org, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Don't miss the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delight. Wristbands can be purchased at the fair office or by calling 530-336-5695. The fair will feature a parade, pageant, cooks, racing pigs, livestock shows, and a junior livestock auction. Grandstand events will feature the Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby, and the main event Saturday night, September 2nd, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena.
So here's to the fair old day. All I've got is
date Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Free admission August 31st for the opening day of the 105th Annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. September 1st is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day when kids 12 and under get in free. Kids 5 and under get in free daily. Grandstand event tickets are available online at www.inter-mountainfair.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:35 in the morning. It's kind of still raining a little bit here on the 21st of August. And the temperature is
77 degrees.
You got it. Now, on my handy-dandy piece of electronic equipment in front of me, it's got the date, it's got the time, it's got humidity, it's got, you know, all that, right? Mm-hmm. But it has forecast. And for weeks, when it's 110 degrees, it would show rain, right? Mm-hmm. Today, it's showing sunshine. Thank you, producers. No, okay, it does have some clouds. But, I mean, for weeks, it would show rain. And I'm like, what?
This it's portion broken. Of the show. It's broken.
Just that one just, thing. Just saying. Just that one part. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business here for several decades. I've never had a bad haircut there. I enjoy it. It works by appointment, so I can call them up at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment, go down there, get my haircut, and out. Or I can hang around there, which I do sometimes. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, right off of Athens Avenue. Okay, we're here with Susan Wilson, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. We're talking about, and Liam's hopped in here too, which is good, about being able to have representation, having meetings without turning into mm-hmm. a circus. And frankly, I'm tired of it. Mm-hmm. I think the people are tired of it. I would think that the people on the dais are tired of it. I would think, but I'm not sure. But, you know, they're going to have to establish those rules, and it's got to be read right at the beginning. And that says, if you disrupt this meeting by talking from your seat, you get one. You don't get one. You will be asked to leave, mm-hmm. and then the sheriff's deputy will escort you out if you interfere with the people's business. And I don't care who it is. I would say no. Nah, you don't need signs in here. Mm-hmm. You know, there's things like applause and you know booing. You know, it's kind of like okay, as long as it's not you know overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But just to break in on people and to shout and yell. I mean, it's
we have to learn to be civil. People, we have to be civil from the top down and the bottom up.
Yeah, well, it's the First Amendment. Well, the First Amendment ends when you're trying to have a meeting and you have your chance. You can go up there and speak 8 times if you want to, and that you know you get your 3 minutes. Just keep coming through there. You mm-hmm. can do that. But yelling and screaming from the audiences,
or from the podium, you know, checking people inappropriately. I mean, it does go both ways.
Okay.
It goes both ways.
It's the thing is a lot of it isn't even about progress. It's just about being like, you know, the big person in the room who like got their little point in. And, like, being able to show off to your friends, like, oh, my God, like, look what I got to do. Look at me. Because the thing is, people aren't going to be civil because they don't actually care about progress. But they just care about, like, being looked at. You see it all the time in Congress.
Power.
You see it all the time in Congress. Like, it's not about progress. So people aren't going to be civil.
Okay.
So we talked about it during the break. It's a lot of it's about power, you know.
Yeah.
And who has the most power? And where does that power come from? And we shared the thought that a lot of money comes from a lot of money goes into making power and making powerful people. And
nobody comes out of Congress poorer than they came, you know, than they went in.
Right, and nobody gets to Congress without enough money.
There you go. Or it looks like now to, you know, any seat.
Uh-huh.
The let's go on to what's happening on the on the national level.
Okay.
Do you think Joe Biden's going to run?
Oh, I'm sure he's running.
You don't think that somewhere between now and then he'll have an incident where he'll say, I can't do it, and he'll hand the reins over to, I don't know, Gavin?
I also think that's possible.
I don't think he's going to give him the Kamala.
I mean, we have more than a year till the election.
That's right.
We have, you know, that's what I keep saying to people. We have more than a year until the election. And who knows? I mean, Trump is also an older person. You know, who knows?
He's under a lot of stress.
Who knows? You know, I had a just an incident just happened to me. A friend from long ago sort of came across my bow, and it was just great to meet him again and talk to him. And 3 days later, he died of a heart attack. Boop, gone, and he was perfectly healthy.
Appeared to be healthy, huh?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that we have two older people whose health may look really good and be evaluated to be good, but we never know what's coming. You know, I think it's too bad that we don't have better, more people running. I'll just put it there. More people running. And I'm also feeling that it's too bad that we start our elections the day after you're elected for the job. We start your election for the next 4 years. To me.
For the House, it's every 2 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're running the whole time.
Yeah.
You're,
I mean, I would love to know if there is a way. I don't even know if there is a way. But I would love for there to be a way where the, a length of time that you can electioneer, so to speak, you know, and make speeches and collect money and so on, is much more reduced than what we have today.
Well, the only way you're going to do that is term limits. I mean,
limits are good.
We're coming to a time, and people argue, well, that's what elections are for. But anybody that studies politics knows that the incumbent has a big step up.
Uh-huh.
They get free postage, free mailing. They get gas to be able to go to all these places. I mean, they make announcements and it hits the paper, you know, all these things. So you've got people like Dianne Feinstein. Oh, my God. Mitch McConnell. Oh, my God. You've got other – I mean –
The average age in our government is something like 71 years old. I can't remember what the actual figure 70's was.
70's okay, but when you start hitting 70's like
pretty up there too.
Well, no, it's
well,
not.
Well, I know I'm in my 70s.
Yeah, I mean you have your you know your facilities, mm-hmm. and all, but when you're talking like I've got a 92 year old father-in-law. He is sharp as mm-hmm. a tack, mm-hmm. but he is slowing down, mm-hmm. and you can tell over the years. But he can still make decisions. He knows what's going on. He is incredible, incredible for his age. But he's rare. So
yes.
When you get to people that are 90 that are still there, I mean, there ought to be something that says at 80, from age 80 on, I'm sorry, but you're going to have a cognizance test to see if you're, you know, see if you're able to do that.
Well, the driver's license retire. People do that.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Basically. They want to know.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, and you should. And the only thing they're going to do is kill somebody, maybe themselves or somebody else. Mm-hmm. These people have an ability to kill thousands of people.
Yeah, and, you know, I think this goes back to that short discussion we had about power is if you look at someone like Dianne Feinstein, I mean, personally, it seems to me that it would be a good idea for her to resign, and then the governor would appoint someone mm-hmm. in her place, and we know that people have done this on purpose. Power mongers have done this on purpose. You resign ahead of time so that the person gets to be known by the public, and they're more likely to be reelected.
Now, see, Newsom's in a tough spot, though.
He is.
And because if she retired tomorrow, he has already said that he would appoint a black woman to her spot.
And
he's got Adam
that.
Schiff running and other people, mm-hmm. but he has said that. So there happens to be a black woman running for Senate, mm-hmm. you know, for the next time. So, I can't remember what her name is.
I can't either.
Anyway, but so would he appoint her? Mm-hmm. See, so if he appoints her, it's going to upset a lot of his allies. Mm-hmm. But if he doesn't appoint her after saying he was going to.
See, and what you're talking about.
Her name's Lee, I think.
Yeah, what you're talking about, you know, is these commitments that we make, sometimes they seem so appropriate at the time we make them, and then later they're a little bit less appropriate, or a little less to our liking, not appropriate. The appropriateness isn't the right word.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Hey, on August 23rd, which is Wednesday, at the MLK Center,
mm-hmm.
is going to be another meeting talking about the general plan information. It's going to start at 5:15. It's going to go to 6:30. And you can find out more about the general plan and what Reading is going to look in the next 25, 30 years.
And just so you know, I was part of making that general plan. There are parts of it I'm very proud of.
And other parts?
Well, other parts maybe not so proud of.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The first of the lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Bob Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Tyler Whitlow on talking about his his organization to help raise funds for Maui.
Oh, that's
and
great. That's
what
great.
They're doing. And then we're going to have Patriot Guard Riders, and we haven't had them on forever, and what they do for our community. And then 8 o'clock is kind of a surprise right now. Give me a few minutes after the show.
So I do have one thing, just the whole reason I came today.
Susan Wilson, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. We're talking about Martin Luther King.
Right. So on March 26th, which is this Saturday.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
August
26th. Write down the wrong number.
August 26th.
Eights and threes look a lot alike. Anyway, on August 26th at 3:30, we are going to have an event at MLK Center to celebrate his famous speech, you know, I Have a Dream speech. And then we'll have some discussions and so on, and dinner, international dinner, a multicultural dinner for people to attend. All you have to do is show up and be part of our event, and we would love to have people come who are interested in what we're doing.
It's going to be at the First United Methodist Church on East Street, Saturday. It's presented by Shasta Beloved Community.
And SCAR, I think.
It probably. 3 to 4:30 is the program, and then at 5 p.m., a multicultural community dinner. Does that mean all different cultures, food?
Right. All different kinds of foods.
This is free and open to the community. Reading Rancheria is help sponsoring this. SEIU, California Teachers Association. So all the liberal, except for Reading Rancheria, all the real liberal groups. No.
They care here.
Just kidding. No, it's free and open to the community.
But it has a wide range of support.
Does.
Let's call it that.
It does.
Really, it's an important important event for us
and
to
if you want
look
to hear,
at.
And if you want to hear Sergio Garcia, who is the featured speaker, the first undocumented immigrant to be admitted to the state bar.
Isn't that grand? I think that's good. I do think that's good.
Should illegals be able to run in elections?
No.
Should they be able to be law enforcement?
I haven't thought that one through.
Well, they're doing that in Minnesota.
Yeah, I haven't thought that one through, to be honest.
I have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not here legally...
Well, immigration is just a whole other problem, you know.
But I'm looking at this in a macro level. I mean, this could be just a great person, you know. So it's not against
and he has an individualized history. It's not like he walked across the border and got a degree.
I'm not talking about Garcia. Yeah, I don't know if he's a dreamer.
I think he is a dreamer.
Brought over at an early age and all that. Now, here's my thing about dreamers. I got no problem making them citizens under certain things.
Uh-huh.
They came over here at a young age. It wasn't their fault.
No.
Do not have a police record.
Right.
I think
that's important.
That they aren't on public assistance their whole lives. And that's hard to do. I'm kind of, you know, I'm iffy on that one. But have never been in trouble and are a tax-paying member of our society.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make them citizens.
Yeah.
Have their parents then who brought them over. Put them in the line, have them pay fines, whatever you want to do, but do it legally. But those kids that came over when they were young and have made something of themselves.
Let's give them the opportunity.
Let's give them the opportunity.
And for Sergio Garcia, that's exactly what has happened. We have got to get a grip on our...
On our immigration. Look what's happening. You know,
we have to get a grip on it.
We have got tons of fentanyl coming across the border that's killing more people. They're killing more, 100,000 people a year are dying from overdoses of this stuff. And then you've got all these, other people coming across, not for the reason of escaping horrendous, political pressure on them, but just coming here looking for a job. And they're being flown into cities. They're not, they're talking about building a city down along the border to keep them there. Okay, Liam. Why not? Come on in.
Okay.
No, you've been
So the thing, it's hard because everyone should have the opportunity to immigrate to a new country.
No, that's not true.
I mean, okay, well, okay. The average
but
person.
But if you go, the through, if you go the through the process okay. and you're accepted, no, yes, absolutely.
The thing is, we have a broken immigration system.
Yes.
Yes,
everyone,
we do.
Everyone agrees that. Across the political spectrum, everyone agrees that.
Yep.
We are not. Our economy is not in a place where, like, immigration is something that can really work for us.
It does work for us, though. I mean, honestly, in California, it works for us. Immigration works for us because the people who are working some of the jobs that
that's true.
Carl and I do not want
well,
are being
jobs.
Worked
that's
by
true.
Well,
that's
yeah,
true.
Immigrants.
But there's many other jobs, like construction and all this, that are taken by illegals. And people that are citizens here, no, they can't because illegals are working mm-hmm. under the table for less money. Mm-hmm. They're being abused.
Well,
but there are many others like killing chickens that nobody wants, and immigrants are doing that.
But what I mean when the economy isn't built for people to immigrate is it's extremely challenging. I can imagine to immigrate to a new country, but on top of that, a country with an economy that can't support you living. Working full time to the fentanyl problem. Yes, fentanyl is coming across the border.
Yeah,
but whose fault is that? Yes, it's the people in these countries that are making the fentanyl. But like, who is the one?
No, we're using
who is
it.
The one who's buying the fentanyl? Who's
Americans.
The one who's
buying
the child
who
porn?
Who in the sex trafficking?
Exactly.
Okay.
America
but
is
see,
the
here's,
largest.
Here's the one thing. Here's three things the government should do. They protect us with a standing army, you know, from outside.
Correct.
They control the borders, and they build infrastructure.
Correct.
That's what they're supposed yeah. to do. We have an open border, as for all intents and purposes, and Joe Biden did that on purpose. He did it on purpose.
It existed
no,
before.
Waiting,
it, existed,
for, no,
it existed. It existed before
for
Biden.
Some, yeah, but not to the extent it is with him. It's, he set records every month.
Well, I think you have to define open border a little bit more clearly for
people
me.
People coming across
I mean,
the borders
that
are coming.
Can seek asylum.
But
you have to seek asylum.
Yes.
And so,
but you can't come just for work. And that's, I'd say, 90%.
Technically, you cannot come just for
and
work.
As far as the economic side of it, do you take government assistance?
No,
no
but
you don't.
I will be. Everyone I know is on food stamps.
Well, okay, but what I'm saying is people come across the border. They immediately, many of them get into that system.
Well, they need to build a foundation. I mean, I think I would expect that of anyone who came across the border. I would expect
although,
that of most people my age.
Although, you know, let me give you another example of an immigration setup, and that's
New Zealand. We got a minute and
okay.
a half.
In New Zealand, you have to put a certain amount of money in the bank,
yep.
and you have to have a job. And then
yes.
you can apply for
same
immigration.
Same thing in Australia.
It's
same thing in Australia. You got. You have to have. In many of the Latin American countries, you have to have so much money that you're making each month, and you've got to prove it to them
right.
before you can come in. We don't have that.
Right.
But you're right. This is a two-party thing. We've had the Republicans with the president in both houses. We've had the Democrats as the president in both houses, and they haven't done
it. They haven't managed to do it, and we need to do it.
It's
one of the most important things that we need to do.
It costs $30,000 to immigrate to New Zealand, and I don't think that's a very good example because people should be able to, who aren't rich, be able to immigrate to the United States.
Well, here's the thing with New Zealand. They've got a limited population.
They do have
a limited area. And they are very much a socialist, you know, health education and all these things. Mm-hmm. And somebody's got to pay for that. And if you bring
that's
in 10,000 people to immigrate, mm-hmm. even in some an island as big as New Zealand, they're not going to be able to keep up with that. They're going to have to take their taxpayers who are already paying 60-65% of everything they make to keep the government going.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to do that. See, we can only do this for so long, but we keep raising the debt ceiling.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're printing money. Anyway, it's wrong.
So I'm coming back, and I'm going to bring kids next time.
Kids are no fun to pick on.
Make you behave yourself.
Kids, what are you bringing? What's next time?
So next time I'm
the kindergarten socialist society?
No, I have the privilege of working with a group of youth who run an organization trying to engage youth in government. And, you know, I want to bring them and talk about what got them to do this, and why are they doing this, and what are they doing? So
I think it's a great idea. We were on one of somebody's video when we voted that day.
Oh yes, my video. That was my group video,
and it was really cute. Yeah. I mean, not cute. Yeah. It was cool that you had young kids doing that.
Yeah.
Why did you vote? And we told them why. You know, it's one of the greatest treasures we have in this country, and now people are saying that voting is under attack.
But, you know, this goes I'm trying to go to where Liam has already suggested, and that is young people need to vote, because actually our young people don't vote even though they have the right to vote.
Well, I'm appalled at Americans not voting in our local elections. But the thing is